Masechet Kelim, Perek Yuzayin, Mishnah, Yud Aleph. Till now we're talking about whenever the rabbis gave a certain measurement, they meant the medium version of that. Now we'll segue into where when the rabbis give certain measurements, they meant the smaller version of it. Mishnah says, V'yesh she'amru b'midad daka. There are some units of measure that when the rabbis said it, they meant the smaller version of it. Midot halach v'hayavesh. When the rabbis mention liquid and dry measures, they mean the smaller version. Shi'uran b'italki. The size meant is the Italian measure. Zo midbarit, which is the same as the one used in the wilderness, whenever in the desert. Whenever the rabbis give measurements for liquids in terms of hin. So wine brought for nesachim in the Beit HaMikdash, or measurements of dry items like the Issaron, which is flour brought in the Beit HaMikdash, are brought in the smaller version. Previously, we're talking about olives, eggs, and pomegranates in other Mishnayot, which could change depending on the nature and what's going on over there, but not declarations. Liquid and dry measures are not natural measures, but they're decided by a declaration by how people use it. How much liquid creates a heen, how much flour creates a hisaron, and they changed based on history. When the Torah was given in the desert, a heen meant a certain amount of liquid and hisaron meant a certain amount of flour, but later on, Hachamim declared that they should be larger. So in Yerushalayim, they were 20% more than in the desert, both the heen and the isaron. Later on in Tzipori, Hachamim made these measures another 20% larger. So what we're mentioning over here is whenever we mention the heen or the isaron, the size meant is the one still used in Italy in the times of the Mishnah, which was the smaller measure that just like it was when the Torah was given in the desert. V'yesh she'amru hakol lefi mashehu adam. Other people say there are units of measure that they said all depends on how big or small the person is. In other words, it's subjective. Ha'kometz et ha. A kohen who takes the kometz from the mincha offering. A kometz is a scoop by bending the three middle fingers of a person's palm and whatever is inside of there. That's a kometz. And that happens with a mincha offering. Va'hofen et ha'ketoret. A kohen gadol who scoops up the ketoret with his cupped hand. The ketoret on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would cup his two hands together and scoop as much ketoret as he could hold and then burn it in the Kodesh Kodashim. There's no fixed amount. It's whatever he would fit into the size of his hands. And someone who drinks a cheekful of liquid on Yom Kippur is liable and violating the prohibition. So what we're saying over here is that's subjective. It goes by the person. It's not about a standard measurement. Now we'll talk about another measure that depends on the individual person. Another measure that depends on the size of the individual is the two meals needed for the Eruv Tehumin. A person can only walk 2,000 Amot on Shabbat, and if he wants to change his Tehum, his place of residence, so he can walk, change basically his radius. He can walk 2,000 amot around his residence. If he wants to change his radius, he could deposit two meals somewhere, and that becomes his new residence, and he can walk anywhere 2,000 amot around that. So that, it depends on, it's not a fixed measure. It depends on how much of the food each person usually eats. Mezenol lechol aval lo shabbat. This is talking about the amount of food he eats at two meals during the week, not at the amount of food he would eat at two Shabbat meals. This is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda omed la Shabbat, aval lo lechol. Rabbi Yehuda argued and says, no, the amount of food we're talking about is the amount of food he would eat on Shabbat, but not on the weekday meals. Elu va'elu mitkavenin lehakel. Both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are trying to be lenient over here and require less food for the Eruv. Rabbi Meir is talking about the practice of eating more food at Shabbat meals because Shabbat food is, as we all know, is tasty. And Oneg Shabbat, the enjoying of Shabbat. So therefore, the weekday meal is the smaller one. That's why Rabbi Meir says we're talking about a weekday meal. Rabbi Yehuda has the practice of eating less at the Shabbat meals because there are three meals on Shabbat. They'll see Uda Shilishit. And therefore, a person could only eat so much. So instead of the two eaten on weekdays, which are more, we're talking about the Shabbat meals, which are smaller individual meals. Other Tanaim say that Hachamim gave a fixed measure for the two meals needed for the Eruv. It doesn't change by person. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mishete Yadot Dikikar, Mishalosh Lekav, says Rabbi Shimon, the two meals for an Eruv when using bread is two-thirds of a loaf when three loaves are made from a kav of wheat. So he gives a objective measure. A kav is 24 eggs. Each loaf has 8 egg volumes of wheat. And two-thirds of a loaf has two-thirds of 8 or 5 and one-third egg volumes of wheat. That's the objective measure he gives for these meals. Rabbi Yohanan ben Beroka omer, Mekikar bepundeyon me'arba'a se'in besela, says Rabbi Yohanan, a different amount, the size of two meals, is a whole loaf that sells for a pundion, which is a small coin, when 4 se'ah of wheat sell for a selah. That comes out to 8 egg volumes of wheat.